What if we're fearing a worldwide financial crisis?
Most people are so distracted by what others are doing and what others are thinking that they forget to tune themselves to their own expansion. And when the resulting empty feeling comes, they incorrectly assume that it has something to do with the behavior or opinions of the others. But it is never about that. Every emotion that you feel, good or bad, is about the relationship between your current thought and the understanding of the source within you on the same topic. Some people are feeling acute fear or anxiety because they are personally right now without work or income. But the fear that most people are feeling today is because of their negative speculation about how bad conditions may yet become and the negative impact that those future unwanted conditions may have on their personal lives. By giving attention to the financial trauma that some people are experiencing, and by adding to that trauma with their own anticipation of how much worse it could become, without meaning to, and certainly without wanting to, people are adding massively to an even worsening economic situation. Their worried thoughts are not a driving negative force that is somehow destroying businesses and employment and resources, but those thoughts are holding them apart from the financial well-being that they so much desire. When you see others experiencing hardship and become fearful that a similar hardship will befall you, you hold yourself in a vibrational tension that disallows your natural well-being from flowing. As more people observe hardship and strike a tense, resistant pose and therefore disallow their own well-being, others use them as their reason to do the same. And in a very short time, a very negative pattern of resistance can sweep through your population. The good news in this scenario is that in every moment that every person is feeling negative emotion about the economic state, vibrational requests for more abundance are launched, and those requests are heard clearly and responded to immediately by Source. And a non-physical, vibrational vortex of creation begins to swirl in a powerful response to that powerful asking. And all compatible components are drawn into the vortex for the discovery and relief of those who allow themselves to be drawn inside. Although there is a great deal of confusion about what to do about the economic situation of your nation or of your world, your solution does not lie in the action you take, but in the vibrational stance that you discover that allows you to see clearly the path to the solutions that you seek. In simple terms, since the solutions you seek have already been assembled by the powerful law of attraction inside the vibrational vortex of creation, you only have to stop harboring the thoughts that hold you outside of the vortex. For by often offering thoughts upon a subject that are vibrationally opposite in nature, you prevent yourself from finding the solutions you seek. The personal and collective contradictions in thought regarding abundance and financial well-being are running rampant in your society, in your government, in the minds of those who propose to resolve the situation, and in the general public at large. In other words, you cannot have it both ways. Your businesses acknowledge that they want people to buy their products and services and to spend money to stimulate the economy, and they acknowledge that many thriving businesses make for a general thriving economy. But then a contradictory assertion also rings out that says it's arrogant and improper to display your opulence by spending too much money or living too well. Many people want to experience more personal wealth at the same time that they are criticizing those who are already experiencing personal wealth. In other words, listen to these contradictions. We need you to spend money. Your spending makes us uncomfortable. Or, I want to be wealthy. Wealthy people are somehow immoral. Or, I would like to be rich. Rich people are depriving poor people of resources. Or, spending stimulates the economy. Spending is wasteful. Or, spend and stimulate the economy. Save and sacrifice for the sake of the economy. Or, I want to thrive. There is not enough to go around. It is natural that you thrive, and the resources are there for all to thrive. But chronic thoughts of shortage, or chronic thoughts of pushing against those who are thriving, hold you in contradiction to your own desires, and more important, to what you have put in your vortex of creation for yourself. The negative emotion that you feel when you believe that others are depriving you of something is not about what they have, and therefore what you do not have. Your negative emotion in every case is about what you are, in the moment of your negative emotion, depriving yourself of receiving. And even more important, If you had not already called forth the abundance by virtue of what you have been living, and if the abundance you had asked for were not already swirling in your vortex in anticipation of your receipt of it, you would not feel negative emotion as you deprive yourself of it. If you seek financial well-being for yourself, you must praise it wherever you see it. If you would like more abundance for yourself personally or for others you care about, you must not criticize those who are experiencing abundance. When you criticize or condemn or push against anything, you activate an opposing vibration to what you seek, every time, no exceptions. Which leads us to another flawed premise.